Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Connell. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. O'Connell steals second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to third. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Giants. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive towards the mound. Lawrence reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Connell moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey fires to second and picks off O'Connell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. Jablonski takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Jablonski moves to second. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawrence covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow strikes out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoke moves to third. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards third. Jablonski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post takes first base on ball 4. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 2 in the game. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawrence hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Lawrence moves to second. It's 3-1, Reds. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris pinch hits for Eddie Bresciud. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Spencer pinch runs for Gale Harris. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Antonelli strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Daryl Spencer now playing shortstop. Marv Grissom now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Post bunts in front of the plate. Thomas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomas. Robinson moves to third. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 3 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Reds. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Post moves to second. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey is walked intentionally. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.